multiplayer for the time being. So single player.
Stirs a little bit.
So first thing we announced the extended cut. Now, you know, to be clear, the extended cut is not a reimagining of the endings or a new ending. Make sure that you want us to do with it, and you know, we're currently building it right now. Our cinematics team, led by Paris Lay, is on it as we speak. The writers, including two of the writers at the end of the table, are heavily involved, and it's coming together. Now, we wanted to clarify a number of things for the players. We wanted to make sure that we actually answered the questions that we're seeing. We're all on Twitter. We're on, you know, the social networks. We may not, you know, tweet necessarily or respond or engage in conversation. But we definitely put together a list. You know, so the community team, with the help of Jessica and Chris, feed us the information that you guys are the questions that you guys have. And so because of that, that's how we're going to take the direction for the extended cut DLC. We want to give some more closure around some of the questions you have, fill some of the unknowns, and in general, we really want to give the players a sense of personalization with the ending. So, you know, many people mentioned that some of the choices that were within the game are not necessarily reflected in the ending scenes. We're definitely going to focus on things like that. We want to make sure that when you see the ending of Mass Effect, you now have the information and the context to feel satisfied. And in general, we're really excited to be doing it. So bear with us over the next couple of months while we work on it, and it will come out again, it will come out free. And currently, we're shooting for a generic summer release, but we're going to put the time and the effort into that it takes. We're not going to rush it, but it's going to be done well. It's more than just a few cinematic scenes. It's more than just, you know, a small coat of paint. It is definitely a considerable amount of that. So we're happy to be doing it.
Whether it's support, or whether it's anger, or whether it's, you know, love or rage, whatever. back to what I said, the applicant is listening, or reading forums, or reading Twitter, or reading media reviews, or reading what the fans have to say, it matters to us and helps make us make our games and deals. So we thank you very much. The next question has to do with tally space. It's kind of a two-part question. One, why did we choose to show tally space at all in the game? And then two, why was it how it looked?
Well, you know, the first question is obviously a lot of people basically wondered if this is like it. And we wanted to do it in a tasteful way that didn't necessarily throw it into the game engine. We thought that a gift from Tally or the informal picture is probably the most appropriate way to do it. Yeah, and in terms of what Tally's face looked like and why the way it was, we often use source material, source art for many things within our game. In the case of Tally's face, we wanted something to be photorealistic. We wanted the level of fidelity to be there. We wanted the color to be right. We wanted to essentially make it as close to the picture as possible. And it's not like it's the first picture that we stumbled across. We just see, we poured through thousands and thousands of pieces of source art to kind of lock in. Plus there was the artistic vision. And so we were able to essentially combine those two to what you guys saw as Tally's face. We
had five. I'm trying to throw out there. If I could
jump in. Yeah, sure.
Could, I don't know if she's still here, could all the Samara cosplayers stand up? Samara, I don't want to actually stay here. There she is.
There she is. She is.
Conversations that occur on the Normandy. And that's 150 of them are
that turns out to hours and hours and hours. I mean, across the entire game, I talked to our localization people. I've got some crazy numbers. I mean, we've got literally 300,000 VO words that were recorded, and that's in 7 languages. So we've got a team of 21 translators who in total translate about 4 million words. I mean, just if you just look at a single language, we've got the equivalent of about 7.5 novels worth of text in this game. It just dwarfs when you start thinking about these numbers. I mean, as a designer, I get to play with a lot of different assets created by artists, created by animators, created by writers, honestly. Just in the Normandy, there are about 15,000 nuts and bolts. Like 15,000 pieces that were put together lovingly by hand.
They also need to be tested.
So, again, just try to see the evolution of Mass 1 to Mass 3. I got a few other interesting numbers. So, design team, for example. You could expect that, well, if you had done them almost every single time, design team is, triple or something. Well, actually, not quite. We started out in Mass 2, we were about 23, I can't actually be correct, I was actually there at the time. In ME2, we were 55. In ME3, 57. So we basically almost did double amount of work in a relative amount of time. But there's good reasons for that. Obviously, the difference between Mass 1 and Mass 2 were probably a little more obvious from the user perspective. The difference between Mass 2 and Mass 3 may be a little more subtle. But from our end, we see it as a lot more content, which is actually great to work with. Get a couple of extra numbers. Number of plot values, number of variables that designers can play around with has increased insanely. Started off with about 3,500 different plot values. And some of these are really minor. Have you completed this combat, for example? In ME2, we bumped that up to about 6,400. And we've just got 15,000 plot states. Thank you for being such a good quality.